Every year, the American Lung Association grades all 50 states on their tobacco policies in three areas.
One is smoke-free outdoor air. One is smoke-free multi-unit housing, and one is reducing sales of tobacco products.
Pam Granger, the ALA's advocacy manager for Northern California, adds that in this state, they also do detailed grading for all 50 counties, plus 484 individual cities. And in those rankings, Sonoma County falls somewhere in the middle.
We've got some communities that back around 2006 began to pass policies that provided for smoke-free outdoor spaces. The cities of Santa Rosa, Sebastopol, the county have passed strong policies in outdoor spaces.
A more complicated area is regulating smoking within multi-unit housing, especially rentals. But Granger notes that some Sonoma County cities are acting on that issue, too.
We're really excited in Sonoma County to see that Rohnert Park, back in 2009, followed by Sebastopol, the County of Sonoma, and most recently Petaluma, have passed policies that will protect people where they live.
Petaluma's policy, adopted just 2 weeks ago, is intended to give residents a tool to defend themselves against unwanted exposure to tobacco smoke, explains Mayor David Glass.
It's an ordinance that is going to allow people to have a legitimate basis to file a complaint if they're victimized by smoking from, say, a housing situation where they have common walls. It extends outdoors to public spaces and parks where you might have a lot of usage with young kids or people that just don't want to be inundated with tobacco smoke.
And for Glass, this is no abstract consideration.
I've been treated for a condition with bladder cancer, and the doctor says that while there's no proof that secondhand smoke is a cause of my particular ailment, there's a likelihood of it and maybe a high likelihood.
It's not so personal for everyone, he says. Yet the smoking restrictions passed unanimously, almost without comment.
That was amazing to see, actually, because 6 or 7 years ago, it came up to the city council. And at that time, it was controversial not only on the city council, but in the community as well. And this time, there was virtually no controversy.
In other North Bay counties, says the Lung Association's Pam Granger, the grades are mixed. Lake and Mendocino counties do not score well. And surprisingly, neither did Napa.
Four of the communities have some degree of protections in their smoke-free parks, but there's no smoke-free dining, there's no smoke-free entryways, no smoke-free public events or service areas. You certainly don't have any protections in multi-unit housing, with the exception of the county unincorporated protects in common indoor areas.
Marin County, however, scored quite high overall, but there were glaring exceptions in Belvedere and Corte Madera. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.